Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
On a Saturday morning, time for our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450, of course, streaming online at myalbertlee.com. And on a Saturday morning, we welcome back Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Mr. Tom the Turkey.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. You haven't hit the deer stand yet today, so we'll be able to get the program
in. No, I haven't hit that deer stand. Matter of fact, I don't think there will be a deer stand that will be hit.
That's a good thing.
I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore. So.
Well, shoot, then that present I sent you as far as the doe fragrance, I guess you'll have to send that back.
Depends on what kind of doe that attracts.
Well, when you get the package, you open it up, put a little on your cheek, and see how it goes.
Okay, sounds good.
We better get to our program. And we do have, Tom, a listener email. It says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. With the rising costs of fuel, I'm thinking of installing a wood stove. Do I have to let my insurance company know if I do this? Also, are there codes I need to go by?" And this was sent in by Neil. So thank you, Neil.
Yep, thank you, Neil. Great question. There's never been a bad listener email question, has there, Mike?
I don't
believe
so.
They're always good questions, right? So, first of all, yes, you do need to notify your insurance company. There will be an additional fee that normally comes with that. Okay, once you put in a wood stove or any type of alternative heating when it comes to something that like a wood or a corn stove. And then there would be an inspection done on that stove just to make sure that the insurance company is okay with what has been installed. But I brought in a special guest here that can answer these questions and talk about alternative heating like wood stoves. And my special guest is Dean Kerfeld. He's the loss control manager of Ram Mutual Insurance Company. Dean, good morning.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Dean. And why don't you give an explanation of who you are and what you do with Ram Mutual Insurance?
Well, absolutely. Again, thanks for having me on. I started with Ram Mutual Insurance Company 27 years ago. We're a Minnesota-based company up in Esco. I currently myself have employees throughout Minnesota and North Dakota. Those are the two states that Ram writes in. And we've always taken great pride, going back long before my time, back to the early 70s, regarding loss prevention. We work real close on safety, preventing loss, with the ultimate goal of preventing loss of life. We conduct inspections of commercials, homes, agricultural risks, and all types of confinement facilities. This would specifically include liability, electrical, heating, solid fuel heating, which we'll be visiting about here today. And we also write work comp and are pretty heavily involved with safety in the workplace.
That's right. And you are right. You're a leader in loss prevention, and especially with alternative heating. And that you're the first person and the first company I thought of when I got this question. So Dean, to answer Neil's question, does he have a code that he needs to go by?
Yes, actually, there is a code. To kind of start that out, Ram has a safety information that's available. And this is available not just to Ram policyholders, but anybody that we encourage to go to rammutual.com and go under menu, and we have what's called a knowledge center. And within there, we have all sorts of safety information and brochures, not just on solid fuel heating, but on ag and on building construction, things like that. So in particular, because we're talking about solid fuel heat today, the solid fuel heat booklet that we have is a great resource if you currently have solid fuel heat or if you're looking to purchase a unit. So back to the code question, all the information that we have contained within our solid fuel heat booklet comes directly out of NFPA 211. So what is NFPA? NFPA stands for the National Fire Protection Agency. And then 211, the number behind it, deals directly with solid fuel, chimneys, stovepipes, and clearance to combustibles. So while the standards are there to reduce the potential for fire and property loss, NFPA's goal, and not just with solid fuel heat, but everything with NFPA, it has to do with loss of life and life safety. So that specific code applies directly to solid fuel heat, and again, it's available on our website as well through our solid fuel heat booklet. So most insurance carriers, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, so a lot of these people, for some reason, when it comes to solid fuel heating, they like to install it themselves sometimes. There's sure. others that have professionals do it, and I would guess 99% of the time those professionals know exactly what the codes and the standards are. But so that's kind of where I was like, this is why we're doing this, especially now in November this is a time when people start thinking about this again. So and you're going to talk about insurance carriers and what their requirements are.
Correct. And going to what you said, when we have a licensed contractor that's putting in the unit, again, they're licensed, they've had training, they know how to put them in, and they're going to follow the NFPA guidelines. The concerns we have, and it's not necessarily a concern if it's done correct, but it's a heightened awareness that when individuals do things themselves, and I'm guilty of it too, we try to cut some corners.
Yep.
So that's why we take pretty good pride in putting out this information that's available to people. And if they have our booklet, which refers to the NFPA 211, it's going to give them a great guidance from pretty much the start to finish on what needs to be done. Another thing that most insurance carriers will require is that the unit be recognized by a testing agency or a listing agency. The most common one is UL, Underwriters Laboratory, which we'll see on our hair dryers, we'll see on a furnace in our shop, we'll see on our computers, whatever it might be. If the unit was tested, it'll actually have a stamp on there with a black circle around it. That will mean that the specific model has gone under pretty stringent testing, and along with all the components that are in there. The UL stamp can be located on the unit itself, along with the owner's manual. The owner manual will give the specifics regarding clearance to combustibles, chimney clearances, stovepipe, the type of pipe that needs to be used for that specific unit. And then also another thing that's just as important is the maintenance of the unit. Very important to follow the manufacturer's specs anytime when installing a new unit, as this will allow for the best performance while maintaining the safety standards needed to comply with 211. One final note on that, you know, even if you have an existing unit in your home or you just purchase a home with solid fuel heating, refer back to the manufacturer's specs. Again, it's located on the unit within the owner's manual. The nice thing with computers nowadays is if you can't find it or you purchase a home and you have no idea, there's going to be some sort of tag on there. All you have to do is Google it, go to the manufacturer's specifications within that web search, and you'll find all the information you need there.
On our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning, our special guest, Dean Kerfeld, the loss control manager of Ram Mutual Insurance Company. Dean and Tom, let's take a quick break here. Let folks grab another cup of coffee if they wish, and we're going to continue talking about cold weather alternative heating with Dean Kerfeld, our special guest this morning on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance, we're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance and our special guest, Dean Kerfeld, the loss control manager of Ram Mutual Insurance Company. And our topic is, of course, we're going to have cold weather alternative heating. And a lot of folks are concerned about that. And Dean, you know, I'm guessing that you have maybe a little safety checklist for those current stove owners that they should go through.
Yes, absolutely. And you can also find several of them online or within our RAM website as rammutual.com, as we had talked about. But the most important thing when it comes to solid fuel heat is the clearance to combustible. That means how far the unit fits away from any wall, anything that can burn. According to NFPA, a minimum of 36 inches of clearance must be maintained around the stove. There are ways this can be reduced, but you're going to want to check with the manufacturer's specs along with NFPA requirements before doing any of those modifications. We want to make sure that the unit around the stove is clean, absent of any flammables that are around the immediate area, which can also include the wood supply. You want to make sure all of your wood is kept a minimum of 36 inches away from the firebox. The firebox is the actual unit that's just what it says, that the fire is actually burning in. You want to make sure that you have a spark arrestor on the flue. You want to make sure that it's sealed. What that is it's a little grate that sits right over the top, almost like a screen, and that's able to catch any embers and contain them within the flue system rather than going out transferring to another building or the ground, which could potentially start a fire as well. Then you want to make sure that you check the flue itself for any corrosion, leakage, or any defects. And this is probably the most important when it comes to the chimney and the flue, is you want to make sure that you have it cleaned by a professional annually. If there's heavy use, twice a year is recommended. There should be no buildup of any creosote or ash within the flue. And a creosote is a tar-like substance that's emitted from when the wood is burned. And when it's dried, it can be very flammable, leading to fire as well. The creosote itself will burn. Then you want to have the unit itself inspected. If there's any missing tiles, cracks, or deficiencies that would render it unsafe, you want to make sure that you not use it. Again, we talked about flammables. You want to make sure there's no flammables left anywhere around the stove. There should be a fire-resistant floor pad out in front of the loading area, and you want to make sure that's a minimum of 18 inches away from the front of the firebox. And then, as always, when it comes to fire extinguishers and safety, you want to make sure you have a Class A or ABC, which is the most common that you can buy at any appliance or box store, fire-rated extinguisher, and you want to make sure that's readily available just in case there is a malfunction.
Okay, Dean, those are the wood stoves, like, inside the house now. We got those wood stoves that are set outside the house. What concerns are there with these?
Well, generally, we see them, especially in Minnesota. They're all over the place, especially with the abundance of wood that we see in northern Minnesota. But the first thing you want to do is check with your insurance carriers, as each carrier will have different requirements when it comes to outdoor wood boiler systems. Most carriers will require a minimum of 50 feet from any building or structure. Because the amount of wood that can be installed within those units, there's a greater amount of wear that can happen to those units because there is such a high volume of heat, which can be an increase of hazard as well. So if not properly maintained, the boiler itself and its lines, they can drop the water, causing the unit to burn up from the inside out. And then again, which can transfer to adjacent dwelling or a building or a structure or the ground and start a grass fire, things like that. And then just like on your dwelling, we want to make sure that we have a spark arrestor on there. Again, with the amount of fuel load that's inside those outdoor boilers, they have a greater emission to throw out embers. So we want to make sure that we have a spark arrestor on there as well.
And these are also pretty much everything is we've got kind of the same checklist or the same concerns on like corn and pellet stoves and things like that. So just to let everybody know, and again, they can go into the rammutual.com and check on the information on that also. The other thing, Dean, I just want to ask about is people don't realize I've seen it all, and I guarantee you, you've seen a lot more than I have with these wood stoves. You wouldn't believe what some people do. Okay,
but, that is correct.
But and I've also seen people install these by themselves, and also they put them in garages, So I've actually had people that put in brand new items, and the insurance company will decline them for coverage because of them not going by code or putting it in a garage. So obviously we don't want to put wood stoves in garages, correct?
That is correct. And that actually, I wouldn't even say most insurance carriers, I would say 99.9% of insurance carriers will not allow solid fuel heat to be placed within an attached garage. According to NFPA 211, it specifically states no solid fuel heating shall be placed in any garage. A question we often get regarding this is regarding attached garages, and for most insurance companies, it's a hard stop. It's just a great potential for fires with vehicles, garden tractors, maintenance equipment. I mean, we all have a garage. We all know what's in there. And just the mere presence of the fuel vapors pose a great risk of not just fire, but explosion. So now you take that fire explosion hazard, which is attached literally to your garage, literally to your house. And we talked about NFPA. Their number one concern is life safety. So that's a hard stop for most insurance carriers as well as NFPA. So always make sure you contact your insurance carrier on whether they will accept it, regardless what type of solid fuel heat. But when it comes to garages, that's a hard stop for most carriers.
And, of course, I want to interact here as well, Dean. And, Tom, I know you do a fire safety extinguisher with Americana Insurance, so make sure you have that fire extinguisher checked annually to make sure it's properly working. And Tom can get more information on that. And the other thing is just make sure you contact your insurance carrier if you're looking at finding an alternative heating. We know the fuel costs are going to be through the roof this winter, but if you're looking for alternative heating, by all means, Tom, they need to get a hold of their insurance carrier.
Yeah, absolutely. So give our agency a call at 507-377-2000 if you're one of our clients that is looking at doing that, or if they even just want information, I'll help them. I'll get them to the Ram Mutual website. They also have a paperback booklet that they have. So, and then if they want to email me, they can at insights@americainsurance.com, or they can go to our website at americainsurance.com.
And, of course, the website, Dean Kerfeld, is rammutual.com. There's tons of information. Just look on the menu, and they'll have all their answers right there to some of those questions. But, again, most importantly, contact your insurance carrier if you're looking at alternative heating this winter. Dean, thank you so much for joining us on our Saturday morning visit, and a lot of great information.
Thank you, Dean.
Yes, thank you both for having me on. I really appreciate it. And everybody, be safe this winter.
That's Dean Kerfeld, Loss Control Manager of Ram Mutual Insurance Company. Again, his website, rammutual.com. And, Tom, that'll wrap up our Saturday edition of Insights into Insurance. Be safe this weekend and enjoy the beautiful weather.
You too, Mike.
That is our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on 1450 KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.